Part of my daily routine in the 1960s and early 70s was tearing into the newspaper comic section. Well, actually, Dad was always the first to touch the Bridgeport Post. Then I got to look at the funnies. Beetle Bailey, Henry, Nancy, Prince Valiant, They'll Do It Every Time, and a dozen others. What I didn't know until just recently was that many of those cartoonists lived and worked in Fairfield County, Connecticut. Author Cullen Murphy grew up within that tight-knit community. His father, John Cullen Murphy, drew the popular cartoon strips Prince Valiant and Big Ben Bolt. In his latest book, Cartoon County, My Father and His Friends in the Golden Age of Make-Believe, Cullen recalls the unusual circle of friends that his family was a part of and their work world of make-believe that were strands in the fabric of daily American life for decades. Cullen Murphy joins us from the WGBH studios in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
How did Fairfield County become the home of what you describe as a subculture of cartoonists?
It was a relatively quick process. A lot of the cartoonists that you've been referencing had served in the war. They were based around New York City. Most of the syndicates were based in New York City, most of the big newspaper offices, the magazines. So they had to be close to New York City. They were just starting families and they were looking for a place where they could live. And Fairfield County at that time was relatively cheap, a far cry from what it's like now. Connecticut did not have an income tax. That was a big plus. So over a period of, 10 or 15 years, starting around 1945, you had, as many as 100 or more cartoonists pioneering in what looked like fresh territory in Fairfield County.
You refer to this time and place as the golden age of make-believe. What made it so?
In the period after World War II, there was a great surge in newspaper publishing. So you had a lot of new cartoon strips starting up, like Beetle Bailey, for instance, and Peanuts. There was just fresh and aggressive push into comic strips. Lots of people getting into the business, extraordinary readership. It was a golden age for newspapers and partly as a result for comic strips also.
I'm wondering, too, how did growing up in this very creative community differ from the more traditional image that we have of suburban life at that time? Were you aware that it was at least unusual, if not unique?
At first, I wasn't. Probably the first thing that came to mind was that my dad worked at home, and so did the fathers, and it was almost all fathers in this business, of other kids who were in comic strip families. So that was a big deal right there, to have your father always home. Another thing was your father had a studio, whether it was in the house or out and back in a separate building. And studios were a magical place. There was the smell of ink and paint, and there were costumes that the cartoonists often dressed up in and took pictures of themselves wearing to help them with the composition of their strips. And, your dad was around to teach you how to draw, for instance. For so many other kids in the neighborhood, their fathers were going off on the train in suits with briefcases to New York City. And that seemed such an odd way of earning a living to me. And it was only like the living that was being earned by 95% of the white-collar workforce.
What was it like working with your dad? You described starting at the age of, 6, taking photos of him from a new Polaroid camera?
Yes, the words new Polaroid camera really come across odd, don't they?
Yes.
he bought one, in 1949. He would dress up, sometimes even as a woman, and he would do whatever he needed to do to get the shot for whatever he was going to draw. Somebody falling off a horse, somebody shooting a gun, somebody dancing. He would compose these shots himself, and then I would be, after school, would come by and use the Polaroid and take pictures of them. We have literally thousands of these photographs spanning a period of 55 years. It's one of the most preposterous collections of photographs in existence.
What really sticks in my mind about the comics of those days is specifically one of the strips that your father worked on for a long time, Prince Valiant. I would look at that as much for the artwork as the storyline. It was just really looking at works of art as opposed to comic strips.
In the Golden Age, There were a number of great strips that were done with real illustrative quality. But one of the things that set Prince Valiant apart was that it was almost always published on a full broadsheet newspaper page, so that you might be flipping through 16 pages of comics and there might be three or four different strips on each page. And then suddenly on the back page, you would come across Prince Valiant, and that's all there was. And the artwork really followed the tradition of people like Norman Rockwell and Howard Pyle and J.C. Leyendecker. It's really beautiful stuff.
And that golden age, indeed, as you describe, has passed, as has the Fairfield County enclave of people who created much of it. What is their legacy? Is there a connection between that age, those cartoonists, and today's comics?
I think there's very much of a connection. First of all, the comic strip world is not entirely vanished. Many strips are going strong. You still have Sunday funny pages. They're still popular. And many of the people who are working as cartoonists today, you know, look back on the people in the 50s and 60s and 70s as the masters that they themselves were inspired by. Beyond that, there's the emergence of graphic novels. You know, anybody who goes to a bookstore these days, you can't help but notice shelf after shelf of these beautifully drawn and beautifully written graphic novels. And I think they are really the successor to the comic strips that I knew. They're different. They're edgier. They can say many things that comic strips never could. But they are playing with the same 1-2 punch of text and picture that is so effective. And I'm quite sure that we are embarking on a third golden age of comic art.
The book, full of great stories and illustrations and photos, is Cartoon County, My Father and His Friends in the Golden Age of Make-Believe. Colin Murphy, thanks for your time this morning, and see you in the funny papers.
I knew that was coming, Tom. Thank you very much.